WHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Two suspended New Jersey State Police troopers who viewed nude photos of girls have been indicted on child sex abuse material and official misconduct charges. 49-year-old Jeffrey Wrights of Williamstown and 36-year-old Amanda Knox of Mount Holly have also been charged with evidence tampering. The State Office of the Attorney General says Wrights' involvement began in 2014 when he exchanged emails with a woman who sent him a sexually explicit photo of her 5-year-old daughter and suggested he sexually assault the child. President Biden is urging those who are now eligible for the COVID-19 booster shots to get added protection. And this comes a day after the CDC endorsed the doses for millions of older and vulnerable Americans. Biden praised the decision and says he would get his own booster shot soon. The boosters are for those 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those 18 to 64 with underlying health issues. With COVID variants still spreading and the adjustment to in-person learning following a year and a half of virtual instruction, mental health experts say they have seen high levels of anxiety, depression, and burnout in college students in New Jersey and across the U.S. Rutgers University chief psychologist Stephanie Marcello says it's important to stay social. That alone can lift your spirits. Sometimes it's hard to seek help. So
if you have a friend that you're noticing something's not right with, talk with them, listen with them, and help them connect to any kind of professional or support that can help you guys navigate this together.
She says engaging with other students is so important. That's what psychologists look at in terms of suicide as the most important prevention. This portion of the news is made possible by Envoy. Create a workplace people love with Envoy. Don't just come back. Come back to better. Envoy. Make hybrid work. Envoy.com. A drug dealer has admitted he sold fentanyl-laced heroin that later caused a 22-year-old Burlington County woman to die of a drug overdose. 30-year-old Daquan Marshall of Trenton pleaded guilty to being liable for the drug-induced death and is expected to receive 9 years in prison. Marshall sold the heroin to the woman who was found unconscious in a bedroom in Burlington Township with a hypodermic needle near her body. Ready Pack Foods has recalled more than 222,000 pounds of ready-to-eat salads manufactured in Swedesboro, New Jersey, and Jackson, Georgia, all due to misbranding and an undeclared allergen. The problem was discovered when their salad dressing supplier notified them that a shipment of ranch dressing was inadvertently misbranded and may contain Caesar dressing with anchovies. Realtors say more folks than usual are looking to live at the Jersey Shore this winter. Some just like the scenery while being able to work remotely, but others need a place to stay while trying to cash in on the hot housing market.
People have sold their homes and need short-term rentals to kind of get settled and figure out where they're going to buy.
George Koffenberg with Preferred Properties Real Estate adds renters during the winter, unlike summer renters, typically have to come in with a solid financial history because they're paying month to month. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. A stellar fall weekend ahead. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your phone, open the NJ 101.5 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's code word is bold, B-O-L-D, bold.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 4 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
See fast traffic. Do watch for a stall on the New Jersey Turnpike. Westernsburg South coming into 16W. It's in the left lane. The Easternsburg kind of slow coming into 15X. And the car lane, still some crowding up south near exit 8A with a bit of construction in the right lane. 280's jammed eastbound side between exit 9 and 10 to Northfield Avenue. Flipped over vehicle accident over there in West Orange. Westbound got delays up to Prospect Avenue. 24 slow coming into 78. 287 started to build up south at exit 5 to 3. Parkway North slow, Colonia Rest area up to 135 and then 140. 3 into 147 and Route 35 Shrewsbury, a lot of northbound traffic. 9 is heavy in Manalapan, 70 in Lakewood on the slow side, and leaving New Jersey, you've got delays of up to 25 minutes of the Holland Tunnel from 1 to 9, 10 minutes from the Turnpike, 10 minutes of the Lincoln Tunnel, and up to 15 at the George Washington Bridge upper level. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south on this beautiful Friday afternoon. We're already kicking up some heavy traffic, and we got a big problem in Mercer County. So Route 1 northbound is crawling traffic, busy from Quaker Bridge Road all the way up to Carnegie Center Boulevard. And traffic basically is closed off. It only squeezes by on the right shoulder with this accident that's being taken care of. Southbound has some rubbernecking coming out of the Princeton Junction area down through to the area. And don't forget, Quaker Road is still closed off as they're repairing the sinkhole. That's from Province Line through to Mercer Road. So budget yourself plenty of extra time in that neck of the woods. Tacony Palmyra Bridge has all traffic stopped for a drawbridge opening, and that's in both directions. 73 getting clogged by the bridge. 295 South also is feeling slow from exit 29 down through to exit 26. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 318 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For only $77, Guaranteed Service will tune up both your heating and cooling system and give you a no breakdown guarantee for both systems throughout the entire season, or your repair is free. No questions asked. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com.
We are the Garden State's wake-up call. Listen to First News with Eric Scott. Weekday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There'll be a high risk for rip currents at the shore for the rest of this afternoon. Otherwise, high pressure building in from the west will provide mostly sunny skies, and it will be less humid with a high temperature in the lower 70s. High pressure builds across the region tonight. It will be clear and comfortably cool. Low temperatures in the upper 40s across the interior north, where there can be areas of fog, to the mid 50s at the shore. Tomorrow will turn out mostly sunny and nice. A beautiful start to the weekend. High temperatures in the mid 70s. Heading into Sunday, remaining pleasant with a good deal of sunshine and a high temperature in the low to mid 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Bob Smirbeck.
In Byram, 68, Manchester, 72, North Brunswick, 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather made possible by Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey. Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey makes sure their health plans have all the benefits you need. Telemedicine, mental health services, and more. Because everyone should feel like someone has their back.
New Jersey 101.